T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. It's our hometown tour, and it brings us to Beaver Falls. We're at Athens Family Restaurant, and our tours are brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Thanks, Joe. And by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Bryant, whatever it takes. Thanks, Rocco. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm Paul Alexander.
And we are seated here, our last hour. These shows go so fast.
Oh, they fly.
Once you get here and you meet people, we've just met the mayor, Dr. Kenya Johns of Beaver Falls, and we just met Susan Smith. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing great.
And welcome to Beaver Falls.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And Susan is with the Beaver County System of Care, BCRC.
That's who I work for, Beaver BCRC, but I'm part of the Beaver County System of Care.
Okay. And what is it that you do?
Okay. At BCRC, I'm a youth service specialist, but with the Beaver County System of Care, I'm part of the planning committee for a wonderful event that we're going to have this weekend that I want to share with your listeners. It's called, it's going to be a celebration in community resilience. It's going to be a mental health acceptance and wellness event. It's going to be at Brady's Run Park tomorrow morning from 11 until 2 in the afternoon. We're going to have food trucks, a wellness walk, bounce houses, slides, community resources, health screenings, games, kids' activities, and giveaways. And we're calling this Beaver County Bounces Back, because Beaver County is resilient. These last couple years has been really hard on all of us, but we're gonna celebrate tomorrow.
There's nothing like bringing a community together.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly where you realize you're not alone in all of this, and you can have a lot of shared experiences.
Exactly. And what you said embodies the goal of this entire event, because May is Mental Health Awareness and Acceptance Month. And so this is the large event that we've planned for the community, for the county. So please, I hope you all need to come back tomorrow.
Brady's Run Park is a cool spot.
It is.
So it's a good place. But, Susan, one of the things that I think a lot of people are trying to work hard to overcome is the stigma of
Absolutely.
Mental health issues, because no one wants to be labeled as, quote, unquote, oh, they've got issues.
Right.
Rather than a lot of us do, a lot of family members.
Everybody has issues.
Yeah.
Well, and when you understand that, you can go forward.
Well, you all need to know that here in Beaver County, we work very hard with under the leadership of Beaver County Behavioral Health to stamp out the stigma and stereotypes associated with mental illness here in Beaver County. We have two initiatives. One for our school children is called the Youth Ambassador Program. And that is in every school district here in Beaver County. And then we have an adult initiative called the Zero Suicide Initiative. So we are working very, very hard to stamp out stigma, decrease stereotypes, and enhance mental health awareness and acceptance here in Beaver County.
And who's your partner here?
She is my partner. This is Alicia Majors. And Alicia is one of the administrators at Beaver County Behavior Health, and she actually leads the charge for our Youth Ambassador Program and the Zero Suicide Initiative.
And we want to get a chance to say hello and appreciate you all coming down to Athens Family Restaurant. Tell us about the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Sure.
So the Zero Suicide Initiative, it started in 2019, and our goal is really just to increase suicide awareness and prevention efforts across Beaver County. And our ultimate goal is to decrease the attempts and the deaths in Beaver County. And our ultimate goal is zero. We don't want anyone else to die in Beaver County or attempt. And the way that we've been doing that is just increasing our outreach efforts, educating people about the resources that are available to help them, about crisis resources. We've been doing trainings. I don't know if you've noticed them as you've been driving around Beaver County this morning, but we have yard signs.
Well, we came in under the cloak of darkness.
It was a little dark.
But when we
leave, see it on the way out, certainly.
If someone wants to reach out, what's the best resource?
The best resource for them to reach out is our local hotline here. We have a 24-hour hotline, and that number is 1-800-400-6180. Or we have a local number, which is 724-371-8060.
All right. Well, we appreciate the work that you're doing
Thank
here
you.
In Beaver County.
God bless you guys.
Thanks for coming
can
by.
Can we just tell you we were recognized by our county commissioners yesterday?
Absolutely not.
But I think I got it in, though.
I think you did. Congratulations.
Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. Thank you so
All right.
much.
God bless you.
Keep Have a great event. I
come
hope
back.
It goes well. We will.
Yes, thank
we will
you.
Come back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. You never know who you're going to see when we're on the road at our hometown tours, and that's the Beaver County Bounces back. Brady's Run Park tomorrow, 11 to 2. If you're able to, check it out. Looks
Should
like
be Mother, a beautiful day.
Mother Nature's going to cooperate. What are people talking about for the weekend? Certainly, sports fans excited because you got Game 6 for the Pens. We'll talk about that in sports in a moment. And the Steelers schedule's out. That always brings some interest and people kind of rework their fall.
Well, they want to know what trip they're taking. I mean, I have friends that go to at least one away game every single year, and they have to wait until last evening to determine when that trip is.
And that trip's probably, you suggest,
yeah,
going
Miami.
To play the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yes.
In maybe the third week of
I think
October.
It's like the 23rd or something, yeah, of October.
Our $1,000 Minute on KDK is brought to you by Penn West University. And we have Anna from Cranberry on the line. Anna, you feeling nervous?
I'm feeling like I wish you would have put the Steelers schedule out for these questions so I would have known them last night. But no, I'm okay.
All right. Well, we did these at 6:53, so hopefully it's the same set of questions. Here we go. Tom Brady was just hired by what sports network?
Fox.
Yes.
Ray Romano will star as Jim Valvano in a biopic. What was the name of Ray's iconic TV sitcom in the 90s?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
The iPod is being discontinued. What company invented the device?
Apple.
What city is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
Since 1969, the Steelers have only had three head coaches. Name them.
Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin.
Jennifer Grey has a new memoir, Out of the Corner. She co-starred with Patrick Swayze in what movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Senator Bernie Sanders is from what state?
Connecticut.
Vermont. And Bernie Sanders, by the way, was in town last
yes,
night.
Yes, he was.
He reminds me of Larry David. Do you
remember? Oh, he looks exactly like Larry David.
Anyway, Anna, you were killing it.
Nice job, Anna.
No, thank you, guys.
I want you to
have
walk,
a great weekend.
Walk proud into the
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, be strong. Be strong, Anna.
Thank you.
All right.
I thought this was the one.
I did.
I really did.
I did.
She was so calm and so steady.
She was rolling.
She was.
We'll try it again Monday morning at 6:53. And by the way, on Monday, it's the day before the primary. We've got an all-star lineup for you on the KDK Radio Morning Show.
Nice.
So, I know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What you're thinking, Paul?
What's that?
Does that all-star lineup include Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz.
It's so easy to connect with all the candidates. We actually do have a great lineup. Kevin Battle will be back with us on Monday morning, and he's working today, noon until 3. So call him, disguise your voice.
Make fun of him.
Like Marty will.
Prank him.
Can you imagine the crosstalk?
I can't. I will be tuned in for it, though.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, we are talking about this issue that nobody wants to talk about, in part, is the fact that Pittsburgh Public Schools going back to.
Yeah, they're masking up.
And some of the schools around the region are remote. When I looked at the numbers, I was surprised at how many nationwide tests. Now, it's hard to determine, like, where are they getting these tests now? Because a lot of people are testing at home.
Correct.
And they're not reporting it to anybody.
No.
I've done it. I'm not going to call somebody and say,
I just tested negative.
I'm negative.
Yeah, like who you call? Like who is it that you call? Fauci? So,
I'm not sure, but I know this. A lot of people were thinking, uh-oh.
Not again.
No, we can't.
We're not.
So keep your fingers crossed. Voice of Joe Block. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline every Friday at this time. That was the way it ended last night in Joe, we're on our hometown tour. We're in Beaver Falls. Before we talk baseball, who's the most famous sports idol in Beaver Falls history, would you say?
George Owens.
George Owens.
I'm sorry.
The most famous sports writer for Mr. Belvedere.
About you?
Wow,
look at you.
Nice job.
All right.
Very nice.
You so throw us a curveball. Yeah, we thought it would be Joe Namath, but hey, how you doing this morning?
Better now. You guys got me all fired up already. This is great. I love it. That was a little morning trivia. That's great. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're Fantastic. Enjoying these visits, and I'm doing the PA tonight as a guest announcer at the game. Looking forward to coming to the ballpark when I can wear a short sleeve shirt. Enjoy a beautiful evening. But what's so crazy about baseball is the Pirates lose the series to the Reds last weekend with that one freakish game one of the doubleheader Saturday. We could talk about the catcher issue. But then they take the series from the Dodgers, who are the best team in the National League, and then last night they get shut out. It's hard to predict this team and where they're going.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing two things. You know, when you see a young team that's starting to make moves, and I think we're just seeing the first signs of that, because I think in years past they wouldn't beat the Dodgers. They wouldn't beat them at all, maybe, let alone take a series from them. So there's that step. But then, you know, you take the step forward, you take the step back. Cincinnati is a team that, in your home ballpark, and they still have a chance to win the series here at home, but they should win the series against a team like that. You know, I think that's something that you expect from a decent team. And so the Pirates are making their strides to getting to that level now. So, yes, they're making a step forward, but it's incremental. You know, there's some younger players up. There's still some of the veteran guys that have been with other teams. There's some of the guys that have come up through in the system that haven't taken that full step forward to really establish themselves as, you know, full-time good major league players. A few have. There's still a few that are still trying to do that. And then you have those younger players that are just, they might go 0-4 and they might go 4-4 in the next game. You have no idea. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing from the Pirates right now.
And Joe, we do see that Rodolfo Castro has been called up from AAA. Had a nice little showing for much of the end of last year. Tailed off toward the end, but are these the kind of moves that we expect to see probably more regularly now as we get into the season a little bit more?
Yeah, sounds good to hear your voice, Paul. Yeah, I think, Koster's 22 years old, and this is the kind of player that I get excited about because you really have no idea where their careers are going to go. Some of these guys don't pan out, of course, but a lot of guys do, and especially when they're coming to the major leagues so young. Last year, of course, he came up, his first five hits were all home runs. No one had ever done that in baseball. So, and then he went into a massive slump and then went back to the minor leagues and slumped. And then went down to winter ball with the assignment that said, all right, let's rein in the strike zone. You're swinging like crazy. If you get a good pitch to hit, you're going to hit it 450 feet. And so that's kind of what he did in winter ball and down at AAA this year. And now let's see how that parlays, you know, into the big leagues where he's going to make teams throw him strikes. And he's got a ton of power, and that's a good hitter. And he can play in the infield three different spots, too. So That's what the Pirates are all about right now, is that we're going to start seeing more and more of these guys coming up that are 22, 23 years old. And some of these guys that are older, they're going to start losing jobs unless they start to perform. So I think that's what everyone's looking for, is it's going to be more and more performance-based going forward. The Pirates are going to get better. And it's just a question of how much better and how quickly they get better. And I think we're just starting to see the beginning signs of that.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Before you go, I want to dial back. So Knapp gets injured in that first game of the doubleheader. Then you've got Perez gets injured. And then you go to Van Meter to catch. A bunch of balls get by him. He's put in a really tough situation.
Brutal situation.
I mean, there's not much you can do to prevent that unless from now on you've got a designated guy that in an emergency situation – can maybe
Neil Walker out of the booth.
Yeah, bring Neil out of the booth or all that. What was the word on that after the fact from Derek Shelton, the manager?
Well, every team has a guy that, you know, in case of fire, break glass. You know, that's your third catcher. you know, maybe he catches some bullpens or some live batting practice sessions once in a while just to get a little bit of a touch. This happens once in a while with teams. And so in Van Meter's case, you know, he hadn't caught since he was 14, 15 years old. And he didn't have a pass ball, and he didn't have a stolen base against him, so he hung in there. But they scored 7 runs in the 8th inning of a tie game against him, against the pitchers that, you know, that he was trying to catch. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you don't really see very often in a game, but you got to do it. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing that with Louis Domingue, right? With the Pens, you know, that all of a sudden there's the third-string goalies in the playoffs and to try to advance the team into the next round. So that happens sometimes where teams get hamstrung. And in this case, for one inning, they had to go with the guy. And the last Pirate to do that was John Wehner, but he had a little bit more lead-in, I think, than Van Meter.
Yeah,
the Rock. All right. Well,
yeah.
Have a great weekend. I'll see you later at the ballpark, Joe. Thanks.
I can't wait to see you, Larry. Paul, good to talk to you, and enjoy it, George.
Great to talk to you, Joe.
Beaver Falls.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You got it. Joe Block,
good
Pirates
man.
Broadcaster on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline, 845.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.